Hello there, I'm Scott.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Clue Records Presents Volume 11. We're into double figures.
I know, we're there.
We're already there, we were there, but now it's double the same figure.
That's true.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do with this episode is a Beacons Festival special.
Yeah, coming up in August.
Yeah, because I've just come back from Glastonbury, so I need something to excite me.
Another festival to think of.
Yeah, something to make me ill again. and it's class. So we're going to play a bunch of bands from it, including Metz, Witches, Trams, Nye Harvest, and a few others.
Yeah.
And to start off, as appropriate to my current situation.
Yeah.
We've got Metz with Head. So that was Metz with Headache. You can find out more about Metz online at metz.bandcamp.com or their site. Stephen, I'll leave that one for you.
I know, we tried to work out what this was, didn't we? Because it reads like Metz 10, but then we worked out it's Metz and then Metz backwards.
Yeah, like M-E-T-Z-Z-T-E-M. I thought it was like, you know when people have a street team, bands have street teams?
Yeah.
Metz have a Z team.
Could have been M.
It could be.
It's Metz backwards.
And it's a lazy letter as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you know that that street team's not going to be up to much.
Yeah, that's true.
They're a three piece who are from Canada, and they are on Sub Pop as well, and they are class. I saw them last year at the Broodnell.
Right, brilliant.
And they were dead good, and because they were supposed to play on the stage because they were headlining like big band and all that. But everybody else supporting and played on the floor, and they were like, hey, forget this, man, we want to play on the floor too. So that's what they do.
Nice.
Proper
like
cool.
It.
And
good.
Yeah, it was like sort of intimate, raw, yeah, just proper, proper good.
Can I see them at Beacons?
Definitely, man, I can't wait to see them again. And the album's class, the self-titled album, what's that called?
Metz.
It's correct.
Way.
Correct.
Excellent.
So that's Metz. Yeah.
So, Scott.
Yeah, that's
mentioned
me.
In the introduction, you've been to Glastonbury?
I have indeed, yeah, I got back. It's I got back a couple of days ago.
And you're still in a state?
Probably, yeah. I don't know if I've got any more blood in my body because it's just coming out of my nose.
Yeah, I should say that Scott, when he has like a weekend away or something where he's been drinking quite a bit.
Yeah.
Partying quite a bit. He tends to then have excessive nosebleeds when he gets back home.
And that partying has got nothing, I said this was the earlier, it's got nothing to do with nose drugs. Don't do any nose drugs. It's just I have a weak nose system. Some people have a weak immune system, yeah, and I have a weak nose system.
Yeah, so you've got that out of your system.
Just hopefully, yeah. I'm sort of bunged.
Right, yeah, you're sounding a bit...
in the face, yeah.
A bit chopped.
What about, I've got a face bump.
Yeah. But you had a good time?
Oh, man, unbelievable. Yeah, just, I can't recommend it enough, but people, please don't buy tickets, because I really want to go again next year.
Don't take them off.
Yeah, it's like, every time I'm talking to people, it's like, sure. Oh. Like when the Simpsons, when they talk about the Stormcutters.
Yes, like, that's true, yeah.
Can't tell you what's a secret. Because I want to make sure I go next year.
Yeah, it's hard, that good.
It was hard enough to get tickets this year. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Particular highlights?
Conan Moccasin.
Right.
Was wonderful. Saw Fat White Family a couple of times, even though I'd already seen them, but it was just that good.
Yeah. Another Beacons band.
And another Beacons band, yeah, they are amazing. Definitely worth going to your Beacons. Who else? Fat Boy Slim turn up in the Beat Hotel, which is like a sort of bar thing, but it's like an old fashioned 70s hotel. Like that was psycho, and he just did a random DJ set in that.
Nice.
Saw Jerry Hall.
Wow, Jerry Hall.
Unbelievable. We, like, catches with the unannounced openers for the other stage, and we were a bit like, oh, okay. Because they're already playing John Peel stage, not really bothered, so. But we were up and out, and then we walked away a bit, just digging into the bags to get a couple of cans and some reserve. Here comes Jerry Hall! She's got like this weird band with her, and another woman singing with her. And this song that she did, Stephen, was particularly spectacular.
Oh, right, okay.
It's the set closer, it had to be, really. I need to try and find it. Hopefully it's online somewhere. But basically goes, I want more. I want more. And it's sort of like Iggy.
Right, okay.
I want more chocolate.
Right, I see what she's doing.
I want more shoes. I want more champagne. I want more caviar. I want you to make me forget what my name is. And then the other singer just, I want more! And I saw Yoko Ono way.
Wow.
It was insane. First thing in the morning, if you weren't drinking anyway, drive your drink.
Gonna...
And possibly drugs.
Bloody hell.
But yeah, we were like, is that really Jerry Hall? But yeah, it was
it
really
was
Jerry
really
Hall.
Jerry Hall. Singing she wants more.
Absolutely crazy. So yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a wonderful place, the Arcadia, and oh, like a big flaming spider.
Oh yeah, I saw that on... I think it was on the Arcade Fire footage, there was a little shot of that going on in the night.
Yeah, that's amazing. Then there was like a 1970s New York downtown disco that they opened up and we went into, which is just full of men dressed as women.
Right.
Dancing on stage, and we were front row for that.
queued up all day.
Oh, it was superb. just an unbelievable place to go. I think the best thing about Beacons is it's like a condensed version of Glastonbury.
Yeah, I went last year. That was my first experience of Beacons.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I think it's the size. It's just a really nice size, isn't it? It's not massive.
Yeah.
But it's got loads going on.
Yeah, it's like, it's not just about bands. Whereas like last time we went to Leeds or whatever, and Leeds Festival, Reading Festival, and even Why Not Festival, it's mainly just a bunch of stages, a bunch of food, eateries, a couple of bars, and that's your lot. And that may have changed, because I haven't been to any of them for years, but with Beacons, since it started, it's always had that bit of art, and extra, and like a film tent, and all sorts of things going on. It's like, it is like similar to Glastonbury in that way, that it's got amazing bands and proper good stuff in that way, but also you could miss all of the bands and stuff that's added in that stuff.
Yeah, but we'll give some Beacon stories.
Later on in the show,
won't we? Yeah, we'll absolutely give you a bit of a taste of what we got up to.
For now though, let's crack into another tune.
Yeah, let's do that.
What would you like, Stephen, from the list?
I don't know, let's go with Witches.
Witches, okay, this is the Witches with Grave Dweller. We'll be right back. So that was The Witches with Grave Dweller, which is our three-piece from Brighton. And yeah, they've got, that's a reasonably one of their older singles, although they've not got their album out yet, it's due out pretty soon. But I saw them again at the Bruno, I think last, no I didn't, that's a lie.
Complete lie.
Just lied. It was at Beacons last year.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, and they were class, yeah. Sort of like elements of Nirvana, Jack White, an Egyptian sort of little riff scale that he uses throughout songs. Yeah, class.
Cool, sounds interesting.
And they played it live at Leeds, and Forever Cult went down there to see them, threw them a t-shirt, and the drummer wore the Forever Cult t-shirt while they were playing.
Legend already.
So yeah, but an excellent band.
Yeah.
So go find them, it's thewitches.com, it's witches with a Y, or facebook.com/thewitches.
Yeah, check them out.
We'll give you Beacons details as well now while we're here, and remember that. So it's greetings from beacons.com. And you can get your tickets, I think tickets are like just under 100 quid.
It's not that bad, is it?
Not at all.
For a festival.
No, and you can get them from Belgrave Music Hall and all over the place. We've got nothing to do with it, by the way, we're not selling you tickets, I don't really care if you're there. Just, it's a proper good festival, yeah. And it's a Yorkshire thing, and we are currently a Leeds-based label, so why not?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not Why Not Festival.
No, let's not get confused.
It's
with
Beacons
that.
Festival.
It's Beacons Festival.
But we are receiving no freebies for this.
Of course.
Unless, and they, just, you know what I'm saying, just you can post us something if you want, lads.
Yeah, you do.
No, take all the freebies we can get, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll get out else.
Yeah.
Beacons last year then.
It was great, wasn't it?
Was ace.
It was.
There was a downpour of rain at one point.
Oh yeah, there was, wasn't there?
Yeah.
You left your tent, didn't you, last year?
No.
Didn't you?
Oh man, leave no trace. Yeah, definitely did. Sorry about that.
Nah, you didn't, you took it.
But yeah, it proper hoed it down.
It did.
We got caught under the cocktail, we got stuck in the cocktail bit, and then we decided to walk over to, there was an Urban Outfitters tent.
It was, yeah, yeah.
To try to walk over there and just sort of hid from the rain.
Yeah.
But it soon passed.
It was alright, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was fine after that.
And most of the stuff is in, like, in tents as well.
All tented,
so
really, isn't it?
It's great, you can just hang about and watch a band.
Yeah. Oh, there's DJs on pretty much all day as well.
Yeah.
And there's a silent disco this year.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So I think it's from like midnight till four every night.
Brilliant.
So that'll be all right.
That'll be fun.
There's all other silent things or very quiet things.
All right.
There's sometimes show films.
Yes.
There's a film tent.
They do show films.
We had a walk up to the film tent for this particular... Just to have a walk up there, there was not nothing else at the time that we wanted to see. And there was a woman who made a film, a documentary, and she was doing like a Q&A sort of thing, wasn't she? Talking over it, like a director's commentary.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, and it was quite serious. I can't remember exactly what the documentary was about, but it was quite a serious topic as well.
And at the back there's like a bar, so you'd have to obviously ignore it pretty quietly, but... and then there's a little sort of arcade box.
Yeah, there's that
thing.
Arcade machine thing, wasn't there? Where
you
put headphones on.
You just stick headphones on, and what you do is there's four coloured buttons in front of you, red, blue, green and yellow.
Yeah.
And if you don't press any of them, it shows all four things in one corner, in each corner of the screen.
Yeah.
If you press one of the colours, it shows that particular box. So each colour represents a band member. So red is the singer.
That's right.
Blue is the bass.
So you can see who you want.
Yeah,
who you want.
You can watch which position you want.
Yeah.
So we stuck the headphones on, we did this, and then I was like, just watching it for a while, and then the song keeps on going, and just watching it, and then me and Steve both got one on, just turned around and went, goes on a bit this, doesn't it? But what we failed to account for was the fact that the whole of the tent was silent, listening to the woman doing the Q&A.
Yeah.
And I just accidentally, inadvertently heckled her.
Yeah.
I said, this goes on a bit. So that was quite awkward, wasn't it?
That was pretty awkward, yeah.
So...
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lovely, nice setting, this film tent. You take your shoes off when you go in. They've got like nice bean bags and stuff to sit on. It's a nice, relaxed, friendly atmosphere. It's not the type of place you would normally get a heckler.
No, especially not that.
Who's on a bit? So I don't think she'd be too impressed with
you. No, so the lesson learned here is if you are going to shout something, make sure you mean it.
Yeah.
And make sure you mean for what it's intended at.
Yeah.
Because then I had to sort of sneak out of there, and you can't just walk out. Like as Steve says, you've got to take your wellies or your boots off at the entrance. So I shifted it to the entrance, which is right next to where the stage is.
Yeah.
And then
we're at the back.
Yeah.
So we're the opposite end of the tent.
So we walk all the way through, glared.
Yeah.
And then try and get your shoes on, and then sneak out of the tent, opening the tent to all of the daylight. So again, interrupting and upsetting people. Just be careful.
Do that, yeah. Just be careful. Don't shout things while you've got headphones on in quiet places.
No, unless it's silent disco.
Yeah, and then that should be encouraged.
Yeah, I would have gone silent disco with no headphones on.
What, you're just going to dance around?
Yeah. I'm going to listen to people and just I'll work out what they're dancing to, and I'll appropriate some moves to it.
We should actually work out what song is being played at what time.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, song from us then. What we're gonna play? Let's play Nye Harvest.
All right, let's do that.
With a song called Rush. We'll be right back. So that was Nye Harvest with Rush.
It was.
What a Rush!
Oh.
Legion of Doom, Steve.
Legion of Doom.
So yeah, they are a two-piece from Sheffield, and I ain't seen him yet, but I'm probably looking forward to success if they're good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that very much.
So how do you spell it, Steve? How would you spell Nye Harvest?
Nye. Well, Nye is N-A-I.
Nye. Then Harvest is Harvest, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Neil Young's album called Harvest.
Yes.
So it's spelled like that, yeah. I bought that for your birthday.
You did, on vinyl?
I did.
As well.
What a treat.
It was beautiful.
Summer Harvest.
Yeah, that
spell
works.
It that way. Or did they do a Spring Harvest?
Maybe.
Did they do a Summer Harvest?
I don't know.
I don't know. Harvest? Like
just Harvest.
Like Harvister?
Harvester, yeah, that's
where you might go for an adequate or inadequate, depending on which one you're going to, Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
But don't do the, just do the Harvest bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Apologies, I'm slightly sniffing.
I can't believe what just happened.
Just had almost live on air.
I know, just after Scott had been saying about his nosebleeds, and then I asked if he was over them, and he thought he was.
I thought I was.
What happened, Scott?
I had a nosebleed.
Just started nosebleeding again.
Just sat here, nosebleeding everywhere.
God.
My body's
a
mess. Yeah.
It really is.
It's keeping up the ghost.
Yeah. Have you done your twitching thing?
No, I've not twitched.
Oh.
I had a reasonable amount of sleep, really. I slept on the coach on the way back.
So I like, you normally do that when you lack of sleep.
And immense alcohol intake.
You just start like twitching really violently.
I do, I get really, but yeah. I had a couple the other day, but no, they've calmed.
Right.
And I was just telling Steve as well, I had to go back to work today. It was the first day back at work. Three or four days after. Yeah, like I've had a couple of days to come back down to work from Glastonbury, although you never truly can. I had to take some Pro Plus. Because last night, when I went to bed, I was like, oh, I'll be alright, I'll get some decent kit. Reasonably early in bed. And then my nose started bleeding in bed. So then I go and sit in the bathroom for ages, doing a Sudoku while I'm sat on the floor waiting for my nose to start bleeding.
Yeah, it's end.
Well, you got to do some, man,
yeah.
So then at work, I'm like, oh man, I'm totally going to fall asleep with this. So I thought, oh, pop a Pro Plus, pop a quick one.
Yeah.
So I got a nice crunchy buzz off that.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Keep you going.
I was literally plussed up.
Wow.
I was double plus. But yeah, some guy came over and he was asking me, just as I popped in, I was thinking, oh, this will keep me going for a few hours. Some guy came over and said, oh, I was asking me, he was like, yeah, I was really good, I was really nice, definitely pop a dog over, and I can get a ticket, oh yeah, well, I was going to say, how's your work, my man's going, because I haven't got much on at the minute, what are you doing, it's all good.
Wow.
Yeah, intense.
Did he kind of back away, nervously?
He tried to, but I kept talking.
He just kept following him.
His eyes started watering at one point. Yeah, so yeah, beware the perils of Pro Plus.
Wow.
Pro Plus perils or something like that.
Scott.
But yeah, other than the nosebleeds, Glastonbury was brilliant.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I had something of a Glastonbury.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Steve.
Glastonbury.
It was Glastonbury. Yeah. Oh, but you get there on the Wednesday and you come back on the Monday before you know it's just so fast. And berry.
Oh,
yeah. So, the size of it, Stephen, I was aghast. And berry. Oh.
Brilliant.
And of course, now we're talking about it on the podcast. And berry. Oh, yeah.
You've been thinking of these for a while, haven't you?
All the way, I'm walking all day, yeah. And more than this as well. I'm going to definitely. Yeah, that's going to be one more, isn't it?
Let's
move on.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Okay, so next song then.
Let's pick a song. I can't remember what we picked.
Trams.
That is what we had chosen.
Played them before. Playing them again because they're playing at Bacon's.
Yeah, and they're very good.
Yeah, yeah. So this is Trams with Jack.
Yeah.
Trams with Jack.
Jack.
And you can find Trams online at facebook.com/Trams Band. And that's Trams, that's AAMS.
It is.
Band.
Yeah.
And SoundCloud as well, soundcloud.com/Trams.
Yeah, so they are, according to the Beacon's website information, signed to Fat Cat Records.
Yeah.
They are the sound of three guys from Chichester. Never been to Chichester.
I've not been to Chichester.
Sounds like a wonderful place.
Yes.
But yeah, I have seen them at Brunel as well, and they're good.
Brilliant. There we go. Another band we will be watching.
Yeah, how can you argue with that?
Yeah.
So we're going to move away from Beacon's just slightly.
Slight departure.
We're on the half hour mark, so yeah. we're going to take a slight detour on the records business. Olders and Drugs.
Olders and Drugs, it's all happening.
We went to the studio ages ago, and now we're finally on the way to releasing their debut EP.
Yeah.
Self-titled, six tracker, and yeah, it's dead good.
Yes, it is amazing.
So, they at the moment just announced a tour. So they're playing throughout July in Leeds, Camden, Sheffield, Working and Wakefield. Then in August they'll be in Sowerby Bridge, Leeds again, Glasgow, Maidstone. And then September, Halifax, Leeds, Wakefield, Glasgow, Aberdeen, Liverpool, Newcastle, Swansea, Nottingham, London, Brighton, Melancholy, Huddersfield, Guildford and Southampton.
Amazing.
So basically go to facebook.com, Olders and Drugs. And you'll find a date on there.
Yeah.
They're also in the Future Sound competition, so by the time this goes out, they'll play their heat. And then Forever Cold are also playing that on the 19th of July.
Yeah.
Saturday night at the Wardrobe.
So,
the tickets are £2. So come down, because they'll be class. So hopefully a couple of them can get through to Leeds and Reading Reading Festival.
And I don't know if I mentioned the EP release date, but it's this month,
July 21st.
So look out for that.
Yeah, we're doing CDs, we're doing a short run of tapes, cassette tapes as well.
Remember those?
I do, yeah, I've got a bunch of them down here.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't even know, I must have a cassette player
somewhere. Oh, I'll show you some of mine.
Oh, okay, let's see what you've got. Oh, yeah, here we are.
One's out.
What's that?
So, L'Italia dal vivo.
Wow.
Yeah.
BBC second stage radio course in Italian.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
CC.
CC. Oh, you learned something from
it's
it.
Worked, yeah.
Yeah, what's this?
This one is Introduction to the Sedona Method course.
What?
Which I believe is...
you even wrote some quotes down here.
Yeah, I was taking some samples using music.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's like something to help you be more healthy, basically.
You listen to this at night time?
I haven't for a while.
On your Walkman?
Yeah, I used to listen to my Walkman at work. It used to be giving me notes. Carer demonstration.
Right, okay.
So that's, I believe it's Noah Brown and Billy Watts. Billy, I used to be in a band with the last Brown.
Yeah.
And so that's their tape, their cassette tape.
I like it.
Dick Tracy.
Oh, that's amazing. Look at that.
Episode 1, just audio action
you've
adventures.
You've got something on this one as well.
Quotes,
more
I was
quotes.
Take off that as well,
more
yeah.
quotes. I've seen a pattern.
And then we've got also Cat in the Hat.
Oh, amazing.
That's a good one.
That's like an official tape in an unofficial cover.
Yeah, I don't know, we've never had the cover for that one. And we used to play it before we went on stage, we used to play that.
You did?
To go on stage.
I remember that.
And the last one here is from the House of the Lord and it's Word of Forgiveness.
Oh.
April 1st, 2001.
Pastor Joey Johnson. He's even got his phone number on.
Oh, give him a ring. Yeah, give him a bell.
Give him a ring. April 1st.
Give him a bell now.
Yeah.
Oh, April Fool's Day.
Oh, do you reckon
he
does?
Yeah.
It's even got his address.
Superb.
He lives on Diagonal Road. In Ohio.
Do you think that's next to Diagonal Alley?
Oh, could be, couldn't it?
Diagon Alley.
Diagon Alley.
He's just giving away lots of Harry Potter secrets.
Yeah,
loads of tapes for me, mate.
They've got more.
Oh, honestly.
What have you got going
here? Queen is dead. Some Things God Can't Do by Pastor J.P.
How many pastor things have you got?
I've got Heaven by Pastor J.P.
Where did you get these from?
Isn't This a Lovely Day by Reginald Dixon at the Wurlitzer Organ.
Look at that cover. That is amazing.
He's old school. He plays the Wurlitzer Organ.
He does. Look at it. That.
I don't know what that is.
He's got a song called KKK Catty that kind of looks a bit dodgy because it's KKK there.
KKK Catty.
Yeah.
The Cuban love song.
Oh, that's a classic, that one.
If you're going to say it, do it the way that Reginald tells you to. Say it with music, Stephen.
Do it with his words or organ.
I launched my night, three little words.
Isn't this a lovely day? He's called that term.
Which is
a lovely name for
some French on there. Cest Cibon,
that's on there.
Is it with that? Would that
thanks,
French?
You're wonderful. When somebody says, thanks, you're lovely, you're wonderful, that's good.
I've got another one which is Al Muntada Al Islami.
Where do you get these from?
And it's called Rap to Reality, that one, by A.H. Baker and A. Green.
Really, where do you get these from?
And the final one is the fovic phenomenon, it's about mineral absorption and disease prevention and good health. It's by Martin Muncaster. He's a former BBC presenter.
He
used to buy presents for the BBC.
He just presented presents.
He just took them down to the door, but they had a restraint on us. Like, we don't want your presents, Martin.
Stop bringing these presents in.
Yeah. Yes. But he says he's a presenter, but he just presents presents.
So, where did you get these from?
Matty, one of our good friends from school, me and him during college, back when the internet, you could just go on and try and get free samples and stuff.
Oh, Matty loved that, didn't he?
So me and him had a competition to get free stuff.
Yes, he did.
So that's where they're from. So we used to get carpet samples, tiles, food, pet food, precious stones. Precious stones.
Right.
I'm really interested in this fovic phenomenon. Can I get a tape, please?
And that was before probably Facebook and stuff, and you have to like them and share them.
Before
you
get it,
you could just literally fill
them in. Just fill in a form.
And you got it.
You get free stuff.
People didn't even know that you filled in that form. No. Until you've just announced.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. What a collection. What a lovely collection.
Superb stuff. You can do a podcast out of all that.
You could do.
Right, so, tunes on there.
How did we get onto that? All Us and Drugs.
Yeah,
limited cassette.
They won't be going off for free, but they will be a very reasonable, and there will be a super limited edition.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is play for you the opening track from the EP.
Here we are.
And it's called I'm Your Man.
I'm
So that was All Us on Drugs with I'm Your Man, the opening song of the new EP, which will be out in July 21st. Love that song.
Yeah, so there's not a bad song on that whole EP.
It's absolutely brilliant. Can't wait for people to finally be able to buy it and hear it.
Yeah, should be streaming somewhere soon, the whole thing. I think the 11th is when we'll be streaming it.
Right.
And then pre-order as well will be from the 11th, so...
have a listen, it is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Links, All Us and Drugs, basically.
Yeah.
Facebook, All Us and Drugs.
Yeah, Twitter, same.
All
over the place.
And our Bandcamp, crewrecords.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
For to be able to order that. And yeah, check it out when it comes out, because it's absolutely
fun. So other stuff label-wise, Narcs, I'm doing a video with them for Souvenir. And if you want to be in it, you can. Basically all you need is like an iPhone, and you can film yourself just standing still ish and yeah, I'll cut you into it. So if you want to do that, get in touch with us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/cluerecords, or facebook.com/narcsband. And yeah, we'll just send us a message or something, or comment on something, and we'll let you know how to do that. It'll be dead easy. All you got to do is send us the video that you've done, and you'll be in it.
There you go.
And yeah, as I said, Forever Cult, they've been in the studio actually doing a couple, they've done three songs. So whether they don't decide on whether it's going to be single or EP or what, but they're booking a few gigs at the minute, and they, as I say, they're playing the Wardrobe on the 19th of July, Future Sound. So if anybody wants tickets, we've got them on sale on Bandcamp, £3, so that's free postage and packaging as well, so we'll get them posted out to you.
Excellent.
Back to Beacons. After that slight detour.
Yeah. So I was just trying to remember what we enjoyed last year.
Yeah.
And I particularly enjoyed the East Leeds FM stage.
Yeah.
Which was a little tent just near the entrance, one of the entrances, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like you walked in and it was on your left.
It was just there, wasn't it?
And that's like the beauty of it, though, it's that small.
Yeah.
It's like that sounds like it might be miles away and you can go back there, but. Because it's the right size, and I'm sure it'll be different this year, but because it was that size, it was like you just walked and it was there, and you just walked back and you can see different stuff.
You take a couple of cans along and just sit and just watch some bands.
Yeah.
And it was great. We went and saw a few people there.
We did.
Last year. Mickey P. Kerr, I remember particularly enjoying.
It was very good, yeah. He was smoking in the indoor tent.
He was, wasn't he? Yeah.
Round upon.
Yeah, it was. But he was very stopped. Good. He was very, very funny.
Yeah.
And we saw. Malcolm Middleton as well, didn't we?
Yeah, Malcolm Middleton was on, yeah. A guy from Arab's Trap who was doing an acoustic set.
It was packed.
Yeah, it was well busy.
It was really busy, wasn't it? Managing to squeeze in, get a seat.
Well, good seat, yeah.
On
like
the floor,
pretty...
right near the front.
Yeah, it was class.
And he was absolutely brilliant.
He was superb,
really.
Yeah. He's definitely one, if you've not heard of him before, to check him out. It's just lyrically, just some ace stuff.
Yeah, and... that stage will be back this year.
It
might be in a different location, we're not sure yet, but they are on from Friday for the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And
so we've got on to the player.
Great lineup actually, just looking through this. Friday you've got people like Other People's Lives, you've got Fold playing, we've had those guys on played on the podcast a few times, haven't we?
Yeah.
Invisible Hands, Happy Daggers, Down Radio. Saturday, Cry Baby Cry, Gin House Records. 27's party. There's all sorts of people on the weekend.
There is, yeah, and on there's other bits on the Sunday as well. Going further into it, like Jack Hainan, who I've met down at East Leeds FM, who's got a really good voice and he's doing really well at the minute. Dancing Years, Harry Ridgway, I put this on, and King No One as well playing on Friday. I think they won Centre Stage last year.
Oh, right, okay.
And they recently, I'm sure, had a video on, you know, that Sunday brunch thing on Channel 4.
Oh, right.
They had a video on there.
Oh, amazing.
They're doing really well at the minute, so definitely worth catching. They were really good when I saw them at Centre Stage last year. That's East Leeds FM lineup.
Yeah, go along. Check it out.
Yeah. And when it's what Beacons is, 7th to the 10th of August.
I haven't even said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right.
I know.
Watch
go.
We say.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, 7th to the 10th of August. So you get in. I think it's open from 3 p.m. on the Thursday. And it's got like, I work the day, get picked up, and then we'll get straight there.
Straight there, I'm going straight after work.
Yeah,
and it's up near Skipton, if you're wondering where it is. It's not far from Skipton. And lovely site.
Yeah, so we'll play another tune from bands that are playing, and then we'll tell you what we did on the Thursday night when we got there, because there's no real bands on the Thursday night, but there isn't, there is stuff to do.
It's entertainment, it is fun.
So we're going to go next. Let's go with Young Husband.
Let's do that.
Oh, we've got a Young Husband, Stephen. This song's called Carousel. Young Husband with Carousel. So that's like quite an early song of theirs. They've got a new album out more recent than that, but yeah, that, I love that song, the sort of shoegazy spaced out feel of that, and they are playing. So yeah, they'll be dead good.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, so you've not seen those?
No. Right. Very excited.
It's good to see that.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. And you can find them on Facebook. facebook.com/younghusband Was it music?
Just Young Husband, I think. Yeah, yeah. Just Young Husband.
Okay. We'll have a look on there for them.
Yeah, definitely. So we were saying before the song, Thursday, we
yes,
got there.
We did. Thursday night.
Yeah, so you get there, we've got there roughly four-ish, I'd say five-ish.
Yeah.
And camp up, I put up the tent, it was inside out, put it back down, put it back up again, it was alright. have a can or two.
Yeah.
Then go into the arena, I think the arena opened maybe about seven.
Yeah, they had that, people come out, didn't they, playing like brass stuff.
Yeah, like sort of brass band walking around.
Brass band walking around, people would dance in the...
Yeah.
Nice atmosphere.
And then I think, wasn't there a hot dog eating competition or some sort of...
Yeah, there was.
Extremely hot.
There was.
Extremely hot.
Yeah.
On the first day of a festival.
That's good.
Brave,
just
strong,
what you
stupid
at the
man.
Beginning.
Yeah. So there was a winner, because obviously it's a competition, so there's got to be a winner. Don't know who it was. Don't know what happened.
I can't remember what you won, are you?
No. There were comedians on.
Yeah.
Which was sort of hit and miss. I don't know whether they didn't quite work, because at that time came on, everybody had a bit of drink,
yeah.
And it was a weird sort of setting. But there was a pub quiz.
It was.
Which was class.
It was great. It was White Locks, wasn't it? White Locks Ale Tent.
So loads of proper lovely beers.
Great selection of beers, and just a really big tent with, you know, benches and stuff on, so you could just sit and have, you know, have a pint or whatever. And quiz on the first night.
Yeah,
speed quiz.
Just called speed quiz. Yeah, you're in rapid speed quiz. Hopefully, that's on again this year. If anybody's listening from Vegan to do it again this year, it was absolutely class.
That was brilliant. Yeah,
beautiful way to start off the weekend.
Yeah.
There was. We met a crazy Craig Charles. Some guy all dressed up in leather. Scouse accent looked a bit like Craig Charles.
I think it was Craig Charles.
Could have been Craig Charles.
I think it could have been. Yeah.
He accosted me. Because I was wearing a Wu-Tang t-shirt.
That was why he came and found you out. People loved that t-shirt.
People just kept shouting, woo!
They loved
like,
it.
Wow.
Will that make another appearance this year?
I don't think so. I'm just going to put it back. Got a good Snoop Dogg t-shirt this year.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, I remember him. I think they had those couches outside the...
Urban Outfitters, which was sought after that brown pot. But we were alright, we were just chilling while we were taking in the sights.
And then Craig Charles came over.
Yeah, spent a bit of time with him.
Started chatting to us.
Yeah.
Oh, we did see him a couple more times.
Yeah, he was talking about, yeah.
Oh, and it was that night we saw Julian Casablancas as well.
Yeah, we saw Julian Casablancas, yeah.
Yeah, Julian.
Guy in the DJ tent, but spitting image of Julian Casablancas. So yes, to the point where we got pictures taken with him.
We did, yeah.
You'd probably go back on our Instagram and see some of those pictures. I don't know. I'm sure I put them up there.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, he was there. He was just hanging out in that tent.
He was.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just the first night.
That was the first night. That's Thursday night.
Yeah. So that's the Thursday starting off, and then you get on full days of bands. It's like three or four stages worth of bands and DJs. Loads of amazing food.
Yeah.
Some of the other bands that are on, there's Daughter, Action Bronson, that looks like a fat rapper version of me. The Fall, who else? We've got Kate Le Bon, Eagles, Hookworms.
Oh, yeah, we saw Hookworms last year and they were
class.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
so.
Can't wait to see them again. Toy, Autobahn, Champion Lover,
yeah.
Who we've got coming up.
At the end,
so just loads, get on greetingsfrombeacons.com, you see who else is on, but there's tons, so many good things going on, and like other than what we've played some beauties, but it's not like that's just a peak. There's like Fat White Family who are absolutely remarkable. I don't know, it's too much,
too many,
there is
too many, just get your tickets and go.
So you know where to go. We'll see you down there. So come say hello if you want to. Don't feel like you have to. We got to sign off, as I just said, with a song from a band called Champion Lover.
Yeah.
So I think these are from Sheffield. We've definitely played them before.
We have. We were trying to work out when we had played them, and it might have been one of our very first shows.
I think it was the very first one. Yeah. But if you find them, just search for Champion Lover online, and you will find them.
Okay.
This is Going for Gold. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.